Greetings and welcome back to another ongoing series of Shirma Daf Yomi. My name is Yitzchak Shalom. We're now in Bab Metzia, Perek Bet, Mishnah Chet, which is found on Chaf Tet Amud Bet, near the top of the Amud. And in this session, we're going to deal with proper care for an Avidah. Matzah Sfarim, let's say the Avidah was Sfarim. And remember, Sfarim then means scrolls. Korei Bahen Achad L'Shloshim Yomi. You have to read them once every 30 days. That keeps them fresh. And in good shape. Ve'imene yodeli krot, let's say you're illiterate or you don't know how to read these books, go on, at least roll them and unroll them. Avalo yilmod behen batchila, but you should not study something in them that you've never seen, avalo yikra acherimo, or have somebody else read with you, because in both those cases the concern is that you may wear out the text itself. Matzak sut, let's say you found garments, menara achad l'shloshim yom, once every 30 days, open it up, unfold it, shake it out. Shotcha letzorka, you can stretch it out for its own purposes, avalo lichvodo, but not for your own purposes. Let's say it's a fancy garment, people are coming over to visit, you don't open it up so that they'll be impressed. Klechesev v'chol nechoshet, let's say you have silver or copper vessels, mishtabesh behen letzorka, you use them to keep them in shape, avalo lishachkan, but not such that they get used out and worn out. Klezahav v'chol zchuchit, if you have gold or glass vessels, lo yiga behen ad shavo eliyahu, you don't touch them at all. But let's say you found something very cheap or very lowly, something you would not normally take, or is it loyito? You don't have to take it at all. And you're chayv and avidah, we'll see the source of that. Now, Amar Shmuel, Hamotzei tefillin bashuk, if a person finds tefillin, sham d'meinu minichan la'altar, right away you put the money aside, you can keep them yourself, or as tefillin. Meiti Ravina. Ravina challenged this ruling of Shmuel. Matzah Sfarim Korban Achad L'Shloshim Yom. You have to hold on to Sfarim. V'meinu Yodeh Likor Golan. So Golan In Sham D'meinu Menichan Lav. You can't pay for them. Put the money aside, then use them. Take them for yourself. By a tefillin Bei Bar Chavu Mishkash Chichi. Tefillin can be bought anywhere, and therefore you take the money. And the guy comes, you give the money, buys new tefillin. Sfarim Lo Shchichi. But Sfarim in those times were very rare. As a result of that, if you immediately sell the Sefer or buy it yourself, and the fellow comes to give him money, it'll be very hard for him to find a replacement. Tana Rabbanan, Shoel Sefer Torah Michaveiro Rezelo Yashilenu Lacher. If you borrow a Sefer Torah, you can't lend it to them to somebody else. Potchova Korebo, you can open it up and read it. Avajlo Ilmod Bo Vatchila, but you can't use it. Remember, Sefer Torah then were used also for study. You can't use it to study something you've never seen before. Velo Yikra Acherimo, or have someone else read with you. That's similar to what we saw in the Mishnah. V'chein ha-mafkid sefer Torah etzel chaveru. If you're mafkid a sefer Torah, you entrust it to somebody. Golo kol shema sachodis. The other fellow opens it up every 12 months. Potcho v'korebo, same thing. But im bishvilo patchu asur. But if they opened it up for him, he's not allowed to read. We have to see what that's about. Sumchu somer b'chadash 30 yom. If it's a new sefer Torah, you have to open it up not every 12 months, but every 30 days. V'yashan shema sachodis. If it's old, then 12 months. He seems to say the same thing as the Tanakhama. We'll see that he doesn't. That he seems to be saying that they're both 12 months. All right, Amar Mar. Let's take a look at this. If you borrow a Sefer Torah, you can't lend it to somebody else. Mayir Sefer Torah. I feel called Mili Nami. It's true about anything else. Anything that you borrow, you can't lend further. Rabbi taught that lesson. Eina Shoel Rishai Lashil, Eina Socher Rishai Laskir. A shoel cannot lend out, and a renter cannot rent out the item. So Sefer Torah is terichale. The answer is that we needed Sefer Torah because that was not so obvious that you couldn't lend out. Why? I would think that somebody would be very happy that a mitzvah is being done with his money. So if he entrusted he lent somebody a Sefer Torah, and then that fellow doesn't need it, let's say a particular Monday, and he lends it to somebody else, maybe the owner would be happy. So kamash palan, that you don't have the right to lend it out. If you can ask permission, different story. Now, potchol v'korebo pshita, obviously you can open it up and read. Zvela maishai luminei, if you borrowed a Sefer Torah, obviously you can open it up to read. Why do you borrow it? So the answer is Sefer Tzrichale. Vaj Shalom Yilmod Ben Matchila. Bo Matchila. It was only there to set it off against the idea of learning something for the first time that you're not allowed to do. V'chenem Afkid Sefer Torah Itzal Chaveiro Golo Kol Shem Asar Chodesh. Potcho V'korebo. Wait a second. Mayavid Tegabe. Why has he got the Sefer Torah for so long? And why is he opening up to read it? And then the second half, it says, if they opened it up for him, he's not allowed to read. Amar potcho b'korebo. You just said he's allowed to open up to read it. So the answer is, hachi kamar. Put it all together. Im kishugo lo potcho b'korebo. If, when you are rolling it, because you have to keep it in good shape, you open it up and you read it, mutar, then you're allowed to read. Im yishvilo patcho, but if they opened it up for him to read, in other words, not for the save the Sefer Torah, but for him, then asur. Sumchu somer b'chadash 30 yom. I point out that Rosman Yaakov sounds like he's saying the same thing as Tanakama. Echad zeh v'chazeh shemasar chodesh. Rosman Yaakov had a Tanakama. Elaim Rosman Yaakov me'echad zeh v'chazeh shloshim yom. Oh, so he fixed it. Tanakama said always 12 months. Sumchus said a new one, 30 days, an old one, 12 months. And Rosman Yaakov says all of them 30 days. So you have to open it more frequently. You're not allowed to have somebody else read with your mina. We have a challenge to that. Lo yikra parsha v'yishneh. You shouldn't read a parsha and review it. Lo yikra parsha v'yitargem, or to read the targum on it. These are all things where you're going to use it too much and wear it out. You shouldn't open more than three columns. You shouldn't have three people reading together. What does that imply? Hashnaim korin, two can. In ours, we said two can't. When it says that three people can't read, that means if each one is reading a different part, a different segment that you've opened up, one or two may read. When we said two may not read, that's when if they're reading the same thing together, again, the problem is they're going to forget the fact that it's a pikadon or a sheila, and they're going to not be careful with it, and then it will get worn out. Okay, matzak sut menarachat l'shloshim yom. The next line the Mishnah said that if you find a garment, you shake it out every 30 days. So lememer deneir malila, you can tell me shaking out is good for garments. From Rabbi Yochanan, mishiyish lo gardi. This is advice of Rabbi Yochanan. Mishiyish lo gardi uman mitoch beitoh. If you have an expert tailor in the house, then you naer ksuto b'chol yom. Then you could shake out your clothes every day because he'll fix them. So Amri b'chol yom kashidla. The answer is very simple. Every day it's bad for them. So only if you have an expert tailor. Rabbi Yochanan is basically saying don't do it because they're going to get worn out and the seams will tear. All right, every day. Chaj loshim yom malila, but to shake it out every 30 days, that's actually good for the garment. Sibayite malokasha, habachad v'haba betray. The other one is, if it's one person shaking it out, it's not a big deal. But if it's two people shaking it out, like it's more vigorous, then it's bad for you. Bayite malokasha, habayod v'habachutra. Or, one is you hit it with your hand, the other is you hit it with a stick, like they beat certain kind of garments, to shake out dust and stuff, that's already bad for it. Or it could be different materials. Maybe for wool it's good, for flax it's not good. Okay, now that we've seen that, we have several other comments from Rabbi Yochanan, sort of advice around the house. I'm Rabbi Yochanan. Kosa de chershin, below kosa de poshrin. It would be better to have a cup of witchcraft, as it were, rather than have a cup of lukewarm. All right, lukewarm water is the worst thing. Yeah, either cold or hot, but not lukewarm. V'lo amran ela b'chlei matchot. He said, but that's only talking about in a metal vessel. V'kli cheres leitlan ba. If it's an earthenware vessel, no big deal. V'chlei matchot na lo amran ela de latsuitz. That's only if it wasn't boiled. First of all, tsuitz leitlan ba. If it was already cooked and then it cooled down, it's no big deal. Ran ela de loshada batzivya. That's only if you didn't throw anything, grass or something to give it a little bit of taste. In other words, it's only if it's lukewarm water that was never cooked and there doesn't have anything in it and it's a metal vessel. Rabbi Yochanan, another point. If, let's say your father left you a big inheritance, you really want to lose it. This advice about how to lose money. Wear flax garments, they wear out. Use glass vessels, they break. And hire workers and don't stay with them so that when the boss is not there, they don't work well. It's a particular kind of Roman fancy flax that is very expensive and wears out quickly. White glass that, again, is very fragile. Targuma betore. Did not fish psidaihu. Alright, this is talking about Poalim that lead the oxen in plowing, and there's a lot of loss there if the boss isn't watching them properly, and they don't care, they'll go off the road, and they'll plow improperly, and it could be great loss. Okay, the next thing in the Mishnah said, you stretch out, you open up the garment for the purpose of the garment, but not for yourself. What if you're opening it up for both? So toshma shotcha letzorka. So letzorka in halatzorko letzorka lo. The implication is only if you're opening it up purely for the garment, not for yourself. So ima seifa v'lo lichvodo. But the end, the seifa only said lo lichvodo. Lichvodo lo halatzorka ulatzorko shaperdam. It's only if it's only for your kavod you're not allowed to. But if you're gaining as well as the garment is gaining, it's okay. So here we have the excluded middle again. Now this doesn't teach us anything. Toshma, let's see if we can solve from this. You shouldn't stretch it out on a bed or on a stick for his own purpose. But you can stretch it out for its purpose, for like its own good. Let's say you have guests. If guests come, you can't stretch it out for either. So shani hatam to mikla kalila, because there you're basically burning it. Why? Imishum eina bisha, imishum ganvi, because if you have guests come and they see this fancy garment, either there's going to be an ayin hara on it, or else people are going to know about it and they'll come and steal it. So that's why you can't put it out. But that doesn't mean that in a normal case, when you would get benefit, but it also needs to be opened up now, that you can't do it. So we haven't settled that. Toshma, hichnisa lerivka vidasha. Now this is talking about the egla arufa, let's say that you took the egla arufa and you put it in a yoke and it threshed. It's still kasher. Why? Why? Because that's not considered a malacha, because you didn't intend to do the disha. You just couldn't put it there and it went on its own and threshed. Bishvil shetinak v'didosh, but if you put it there in order for it to do that psula. Here you're doing it for itself because it needs to nurse, but it also, you wanted it to thresh, and it's pasul, which means that any time there's something that's for the need of the item and for your own need, and you double up, it's considered that you did it for your own need, and in that case, pasul. Because Egla Rufa has a special demand, and that is that no work was done with it at all. So there's a gzerata katuv there that doesn't apply to the rest of halacha. So then even if you put it in the rivka and by itself it threshed, why is that kosher? So it's actually much more similar, not to our case, but to the case of paraduma. Let's say that a bird came and rested on the back of the paraduma. But if an ox came and had relations with it or went on top, then psula. So my time, I could have papa. Then my papa iktiv ubad karinan ubad haviamena filu mamela. If it was written in the passive asher lo ubad ba, and we read it that way, so then I would think even something that happens passive, like a bird coming out of iktiv avad karinan avad. If it was written in the active, you did no work with it, and that's how it was written. Amena ad avad by you. You had to do it yourself. Since it's written ayin bet dalad, but we read it ubad in the passive, so ba'in and ubad dumia da'avad, it has to have something that happened passively that would be something similar to what you would do yourself, meaning ma'avad denechale, afubad denechale. By the way, that's very similar to our Papa's take on Kiyitan and Kuyutan about Heksher's rhyme. In any case, therefore, the particular halacha here of both paraduma and of egla rufa is that if the thing happens on its own and you had no interest in it, it's not considered as if you did it. But if it happened on your own, even though you didn't intend it, but it's something that you were happy that happened, it's considered associated with you. But again, it has nothing to do with Shmirat Aveda. Okay, the Mishnah said, Klei Chesef uklei Nechoshim Mishtamesh Bahen, you can use them with particular hot, cold, whatever, not hot. Tanu Rabbanan, Hamotzei Klei Eitz. So now we have an expansion. Let's say you found wood vessels. Mishtamesh ben bishvil shalei yukav. You have to use them a little bit so they don't get rotten or eroded. Klei nechoshet mishtamesh ben mechamin v'lo b'edei ha'ur. You can use copper vessels with hot water, but you can't put them near the fire. Neshem ashchikan, because it wears them out. Klei chesav mishtamesh ben mitzonen v'lo b'chamin. So silver, you can use cold water, but not hot water. Neshem ashchivan, the whole hot water blackens them. It's like about a pot that's a kettle. Magrefot v'kardumot mishtamesh behen berach avalo b'kasher. Let's say you have andirons and things other than shovels, things like that. You can use them with soft things, but not hard things, because that's what they're used to. Neshem afchitan, because otherwise it'll chip away at them. Again, the general rule is any vessel that you're holding onto as an aveda, you keep it in shape by using it the way that it's normally used in a careful fashion. Klei zahav klei zuchid lo yigaben anshei v'oleyav, just like a Mishnah. By the way, the same is true about a pikadon. If you are entrusted with any of these things, that's how you take care of them. So pikadon mayavita gabe, what do you mean? A guy gives you a pikadon, it's his job to come and take care of it or to pick it up in time. It's not your job to now start thinking of a maintenance schedule. Let's say somebody entrusted you with something and then maybe forgot he had the pikadon with you and he went off across the sea, or he went off and he was delayed and he didn't come back. You want to take proper care of it. That's what you do. You follow that series, that schedule. Okay. So let's say the aveda was something that was beneath your dignity to pick up, a simple box or something. You don't pick it up. How do I know? The Torah says, if you see something, and this is the wording, if you find something and you choose to look away, you may not look away. But why did the Torah word it with giving that one word, vitalamta, which means you may look away, even though it's in the context of saying that's what you thought, but you really can't? The answer is, pamim shatami talaim. Sometimes you're supposed to look away. Pamim shatami talaim. Haketzad. A, haya kohen v'beit hakvarot. Let's say you're a kohen and the aveda is in the beit hakvarot. There's an animal in beit hakvarot. So you have to go in, you become tamei. O shaya zaken v'na lefi kvodot. Let's say you're an elder and it's beneath your dignity to go get this thing. Oh, we'll see what the hagdarot are in a minute. O shaita malacha shlom ruba mishal chavero. Or let's say you're doing work, and if you stop to get the aveda, you're going to lose a lot of work. And another fellow's there, and he's not doing work, or he's doing less work. Therefore, the Torah provides, with an allusion, sometimes that you really do not do the work, and you do not collect the Avedah. Now, the Ma'id Starech Kra, we had three examples, Kohen, Zaken, and Malacha. Why do we need the Pasuk? Either of the Kohen, if it's for the case of the Kohen, Pshita, it's a no-brainer. Hai Asay, there's an Asay of Hashev Tashiv. Hai lotase vase, but tumat kohanim is an ase and a lotase. Lotase of lenefesh lo itama, and an ase of kedoshim yu leloyem. Vlate ase vedachit lotase vase, as we dealt with at length at the beginning of Masachet Yevamot, an ase of hashavat avidah is not going to trump the ase and lotase of tumat kohanim. Vetu lo dachin nisur mekamim mamona, besides which, we're not going to trump an isur, a ritual prohibition, because of mamon. Must be because of the case number three. Rav Yudah Marav Nafka. We already know from Rav. Dam Rav Yudah Marav. Efes ki lo yevachayev yon. In the Parsha of Tzedakah, the Torah says, eventually you will not have an evyon, meaning shalcha kodem l'shal kol adam. Lo yevachayev yon, meaning you shouldn't be poor. Meaning, you have to first take care of yourself. So therefore, if you're going to lose money in order to save this other guy's thing, well, you don't do that. So you already know that you don't stop on your way to a $1 million deal to help pick up an avida. El zaken menalifik fodo must be because of the middle case, which is an elder, not necessarily an old person, but an elder, an honorable, a noble person, whatever, and it's beneath his dignity to pick it up. Now, Amar Rabba hechisha chayavba, but Rabba says even if you're a zaken or any one of these fellows, and you hit the animal. Let's say you see the animal walking, and you hit it in order to push it away, then you suddenly become chayav. This is, by the way, parallel to the law of the Good Samaritan in America, which is that if somebody, you don't have any obligation by law to stop and help at the scene of an accident. But if you do stop at the help at the scene of an accident, you say, I'm here to help, I'll call for help, then you're chayav and you're liable and everything else. So it's having the same thing here. Once you hit the animal, even if you're a zaken, and you're technically potter, the minute you hit the animal, you're chayav. And now we have a story. Abaye havayativ kami to Rabba. Remember, that was Rabba's halacha. Abaye was sitting in front of Rabba. Chazal hanach izi de kaimu. He saw some goats walking around. Shakal kol v'shadabahu. He started yelling at them. Actually, he took some dirt and threw it at them in order to make them move. Amalei, aichavid bahu. Now you're chayiv. Kum ahadrinu. Now get up and take him back to the master. Before you're a potter, you're learning Torah, you're a zaken. Now you're chayiv. Now the question is, Darkolach Zirba Sadevein, Darkolach Zirba Ir, Mahu. What if you're the kind of guy who would return something like that out in the field, but not in the city? And now you see something in the field, but you have to bring it into the city. So when you come into the city, it's going to be beneath your dignity. Mi Amrin Hashava Ma'al Yabaina, do we say that you need a proper Hashava? Kevadalav Darkolach Zirba Ir Lachayiv, some of you are not Chayiv, because you would not normally do that in the city. Or perhaps you are chayiv in the field, because there it's not beneath your dignity. And since you're chayiv out there, chayiv labeir, maybe you're chayiv in the city too. The answer is teiku, unclear. Remember I told you a couple minutes ago, we get a hagdara what's considered beneath your dignity. It's very simple. Kol shebishalom machzir, b'shal chaverna machzir. Anything that you yourself would take of your own property, you have to take of a fellow's. So if you're the kind of fellow who would walk your own goat back to the house, you have to return a goat. If you're the kind of guy who would pick up a vessel that you left outside, you have to pick up somebody else's. Chol shebishalom porek v'toein, by the way, the same applies to the mitzvah of prikin te'ino, which we're going to get to in the next podcast, which is loading and unloading somebody's animal. If you would load or unload your own animal, b'shal chaveru nami parik v'toin, so you have to help the other fellow. But if you're an elder and you never do that sort of thing, it's beneath your dignity, then you're indeed pater from helping somebody else. Now, pater does not necessarily mean that it's not a good idea, as we'll see now in the coda to this. Shmuel Rabbi Yossi, beautiful story. Have ko'azel b'orcha, he was walking on the road, and he's an elder, of course. Pagaber hu gavra, guy met him. Have dar patcha de ufi, he was carrying a bunch of wood. Wood is cheap. He stood and he tried to rearrange his load on himself. He said to Shmuel Rabbi Yossi, please help me pick it up. So Rabbi Yossi from Shmuel Rabbi Yossi thought it was beneath his dignity. So what do you do? Amarle kama shavin. How much is it worth? Amarle palga de zuza, half a zuz. So Yaivle palga de zuza, Shmuel Rabbi Yossi gave him half a zuz, which means he bought it from him. Viafker, and then he said, it's hefker. Let's walk away. Hara zachar brahu, so then the same guy picked it up again. He made half a zuz, got his wood back. How did Yoav Pagar Azuz of Yafkada? Veafkara. Shmuel Rabbi Yossi did the same thing, gave him another half a Zuz, and it was Mafkir. Chazda Hikaboin the Mehad of the Mizkibay, Bahu, he saw the guy was going to pick it up a third time. Amarle, the Chuliam Afkarinu, Valachla Afkarinu. I was Mafkirit for everybody else, but not for you. The question is, does that work? Umiyave Hefker Kiagavna. Vatnan, we know in the Mishnah, Peya, Bechami, Umim Hefker, Lanim Hefker. You can make not only like a Chikhan Peya, but you can yourself declare something hefker that's only for a nim. V'tolamim eno hefker ad shiufkar lanim v'lashirim kashmita. Beit Hillel says hefker, the model of hefker is shmita, and to make something hefker, it has to be hefker to everybody. There's no such thing as partial hefker. So you can't be mafker things to everybody except this guy. And the answer is, of course, he was mafker to everybody. But the other fellow didn't know. So Rishon Rabbi Yossi made him think he couldn't pick it up by saying that. All right. But why did he get involved in this whole thing? It's beneath his dignity bichlal. He wasn't chayiv to help. This is a sort of a combination of prika perhaps and tina. He was going beyond the letter of the law. A very powerful statement. Tana Rav Yosef. This is the statement that Yitro made to Moshe. What's the drasha? Vodatalahem. You should inform them ze beit chayehem. That means, that is the idea that they should learn a trade. At the derech, what's that? Zug minut chasadim. What's the proper way? Chesed. Yalchuva, what's that? Zepikur cholim. Which, of course, the question is, why isn't that subsumed under chesed? Ba yalchuva, what's ba zukvura? That's burial. Again, the same question. Veta ma'aseh? That's theoretically what they should do. Zehadin? But asher ya'asun, what they should actually do, zulifni mishrat adin. In other words, teach them what the law is, and then teach them that they should act beyond the letter of the law and be more forgiving, etc. Now, let's take a look at this. Amar ma yelchu zebikur cholim hanugun chesadim. Bikur cholim is part of chesed. So, nitzuchai ala ben gilo. Remember the Gemara in Tanit that says that if you go and visit somebody else, if you go and visit somebody who's chole, and you are ben gilo, which may mean you're born under the same star, or you're born on the same day, or various interpretations, but you in some way have an association with this fellow, then the mamar ben gilo no tell achad mishishim b'chol yo. So some people interpret that, when taken out of this context, as meaning that you're going to relieve 1/60th of his disease. But here what it means clearly is you actually take away 1/60th of his disease, means you get a little bit of it. So chesed, you don't lose anything. You just put energy in. Here you actually get, possibly not endanger yourself, but you get a little sick as a result. Nonetheless, you have to go. Ba zu kvura. So hanu gmin chesedim, kvura is also gmin chesedim. So nitzuchat zaken renal v'fikvodo. It's there to teach you that even if you're an elder and it's beneath your dignity, kvura, you have to go. Asher asun zu lifni mishrat adin. And the final statement was, what they should really do is lifni mishrat adin. The Amar Rabbi Yochanan, the Charva Yerushalayim Ela Shadanu Ba Din Torah. Wild statement. He says Yerushalayim was destroyed because they followed Din Torah. Din of Negista L'dayna? What do they want to use the din of Amguze, of witchcraft? What kind of din do you want them to do? Everybody stuck to the letter of the law. They stood on their own rights, and they weren't forgiving. And if, as an example, a rich fellow would come out of din and say, oh, the poor man owes me the money, and then he wouldn't come outside and say, you know what? I'm ochel it. You keep it. Derchagav, and then dina the megizta that was mentioned here, Rashi points out, goes za'e hadanim b'yisurim v'chazaka. All right? That means strong-armed rules. Of course we should use din Torah. Of course. But once you don din Torah, the litigants themselves should be forgiving and should be kind and should be flexible and act l'fnim mishrat ha-din. Yerushalayim was destroyed because everybody stood on their own rights and did not act l'fnim mishrat ha-din. Okay, we'll pause at this point. And I'll pick up Mirtz Hashem in the next podcast, Naf Lamed Amud Bet, on the definition of Aveda, Ezuhi Aveda. In the meantime, everybody should have a wonderful day.